Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX, and it is time to go to the guest line this morning, and we are very happy to be talking with a founding member of the Doobie Brothers, Tom Johnston, who is with us. A new album is out. It's called Walk This Road. Also, they've got some upcoming tour dates. One of them will be here in St. Louis, September 4th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, and tonight they will be inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Tom Johnston is with us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. Congratulations on the Songwriters Hall of Fame. How does that feel?
Thank you. It's pretty amazing. Started hearing about this a year ago. It just kind of came out of nowhere, and we were all kind of blown away. Still are. Tonight, well, I guess make it a little more real, but we're looking forward to going there and doing that. It's been a busy week, and this will top it off. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's tonight is incredible, and really, when you think about it, not many bands can say that, okay, they're being inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and oh, by the way, we have a new studio album concurrently. That usually it's one or the other. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the way things seem to be happening this year. We're very grateful, I can tell you that. It's amazing at this point in time that we're able to do this.
It is. You're absolutely right about that. That to build a career that is great enough, usually bands are done, mm-hmm. Putting together albums and writing at that time. So, I mean, you all still clearly have that itch, right? You have that itch to put together new material.
Yeah, I think we do. All the guys that write in this band are still doing that on their own, whether they're, in the band or not. But, at home. But I think touring a lot and all of us being together a lot kind of brought the idea together to do, started out as an EP and, like four songs, something like that. And then it just kind of kept going and we just kept writing. And the next thing you know, we had enough songs for an album. And here we are.
Well, I love it. I grew up. Well, that's the thing. You guys are multi-generational. I grew up listening to the Doobie Brothers. Obviously, when I was younger, I thought you all were actually brothers with the last name Doobie.
When I was a kid, I did too.
I was like, oh, it's the Doobie brother. Tom Doobie is joining us. And so, it's pretty unusual. And I think it's a testament to your music that multiple generations will be listening to this album, have listened to your music, have gone to your concerts, and will continue to do so. That has to be fun to be on stage and see all different ages at your concerts.
That's probably the most exciting thing in our lives musically, I would say. Getting an award like this tonight is amazing. I mean, we're kind of blown away. It really is. But I have to say that getting out in front of a crowd, however many people, be 10, 20, 30 people, 10, 20, 30 people.
Just wow.
20 or 30,000 people.
A couple dozen.
is the biggest payoff, if you want to look at it that way, and the fact that we are playing songs, not everything in the set is old, but I'm just saying some of the stuff in the set has been around for 50 mm-hmm. years. And people get up and sing and dance and carry on. It's just amazing. That's such a rush. I can't even describe what that's like.
Well, Ron, you've probably even seen it too, like the, you know, Charlie Puth, you know, the pop singer. Yeah. He'll bring up, well, I was so inspired by the Doobie Brothers, Michael McDonald, and go into that music. Even him saying that, again, it's just like every new generation knows Doobie Brothers music.
That's amazing. I think you just end up there by accident. I don't think it's definitely not planned. I can tell you that. But we're just grateful to have this going on. And it has been. It's never really stopped. And we've been doing this again since like 87 after breaking up in 82. And it's just, we don't quit. We just keep going. And everybody enjoys doing it. And that's what makes it work.
What the, you know, you were talking about the breakup, and it's reminding me right now of the, I can't remember the movie, but it's Kurt Russell. He's in it. And he's been out of contact for a long time. And he says, oh, man, the Doobie Brothers broke up. And he's, I remember the scene in that movie that, you know, you made it into pop culture that way, too, into the movies.
Right. I remember that. I remember Michael Douglas did that.
Oh, it was Michael Douglas. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your exact right.
I forget the name of the movie, unfortunately. I didn't come up with his name, but I can't come up with a movie.
Was it Romancing the Stone or something? I don't
know.
Yeah,
that was pretty amazing.
It doesn't even matter. But, Tom, you know, you're still touring. When you put together shows, is it, do you attempt to, you know, cater to your longtime audience that has been there forever? Or are you looking for, you know, to reach out to the newer people who might be in the crowd? How do you put the set list together?
Basically, we start with kind of a template, if you will. Certain songs you just play, and there's no question mark about that. We have so much stuff in our catalogs to choose from, mm-hmm. a bunch of albums, you know, as recently as World Gone Crazy, for instance. We were doing that song and a couple of other songs from that. But there's just many, many albums to choose from. But at the same time, you look out and you see the crowd. There's people our age. There's people 30s and 40s, 20s, even some teens. It blows me away when I see that. I'm going, wow, how in the world did they ever find out about this? But they're into it, and they're really digging it, and they're very enthusiastic as well. So, you don't really think about what song is going to play to any specific age group. You just play the song, and that seems to do the job.
We're talking with Tom Johnston from the Doobie Brothers. And again, they will be here September 4th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, thedoobiebrothers.com, if you want to get tickets for that. So when you try to balance, you know, some of the songs from the 70s, and then you've got the songs from the 80s with Michael McDonald, how do you do that when you're putting a show together?
I don't think it's so much about the fact that Michael's songs compared to the other songs. I think it's mostly what feels right in that point of the set and how the crowd is reacting. Basically, it's kind of, the crowd stays the same from town to town. They kind of all go for the same hits and things like that. And the same thing could be said for deep cuts and albums and stuff. They some things really resonate with them. Others they're all about. I mean, they want to hear the hits. That's kind of normal. You expect that. But as I said, to have people get up and be that enthusiastic, I think in this particular era, they need to get out and have some fun.
Yeah.
I think things are not real happy right now. And I think it's really great to have a way to let off steam.
Mm-hmm.
We just did the Stephen Colbert show the other night. And we did the song that is the single for the album, and we played it, and everybody liked it. And then they wanted us to play another song. So we played Listen to the Music, and this is what they requested. And they're clapping, and then we finished the song, and they didn't stop. They just kept going. And I said, Jesus, it's crazy. So Stephen comes up and says, I don't normally ask this, but would you mind doing one more song?
Wow.
And we did. We did Long Train Running, and they went crazier still. It was just amazing. It's really a good thing to bring people up. If you can do that, that to me is a gift.
Absolutely. To see, again, you know, people singing along, dancing to the music. Well, and you bring up your albums. Your new studio album, Walk This Road, I was really excited to see that that song, the title track, features Mavis Staples, who I've always loved. Mm-hmm. So how was that, putting that song together, working with her? Had you worked with her before?
I hadn't, and to be honest with you, she wasn't in the studio doing her part. She was, I don't know where she lives, I don't know, Alabama or Memphis or whatever it is. I'm not sure where she lives, but we've all been huge fans for God since the 70s with the Staple Singers and with Mavis as a solo artist, and huge fans. And I'm not even sure who asked specifically, you know, said, get a hold of Mavis. But it happened, and the management reached out and spoke with her people, and she did the recording, as I said, I'm not sure where. And it's like she was in the studio. She just nailed it.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Being a pro that she is.
Yeah, Tom, this album, and we were talking about, you know, just having that desire to write and create still. This particular album, was there an influence for this one, or how did you go about writing this this album that we've been talking about today?
So when we started with this album, we did everything with John Shanks, who's the producer, and he also played on pretty much every track. All songs were co-written, basically, with John. So it's something new. We had never tried anything like that before. Well, we did. The last album we did before this, we did that way. But that was my first experience working with John. And it's a very, what should I say, it's a fast way of writing. But it didn't, you know, the quality of the lyrics and the tune and stuff did not suffer whatsoever. It's kind of amazing. You go in the door of the place where we worked with him, and you take a right, and you go into that room, and you sit down, and you start writing. And within, I don't know, hour and a half, 2 hours, you've got a song. And you shoot that down to the studio down below, and you go down there and put it up on Pro Tools, and you're going to start fleshing it out. It's a very cool way to work. It's something I had never done before. None of us had ever done it before. We'd always done it in mass in the studio. So it came out very well. I'm very happy with the outcome on this.
So does it take, it doesn't, an hour or two doesn't seem very long. So is this quicker than the old way of doing it?
Yeah, it really depends on, you know, having always written by myself for years and years and years. There are some songs that do that sitting there by yourself. They just come together. The old saying is, if it writes itself, you can't go wrong. Whether it's you labor over something for a long time, it can definitely go wrong. So I think it's kind of like that. And it's just with another guy doing it with you, which is definitely different for all of us. It seems to pick up the pace, because more ideas are getting thrown out than they would if it was just you. And they're different ideas, and you have to open your mind to being accepting of stuff. And it's a different way to write, but I enjoyed it. It's kind of fun.
It seems like there could be too many cooks, right? When you have all that
talent.
Well,
you only got one other guy. If you want to get, you know, upset about something, you can do that. But or you disagree on something, and that did happen a couple of times, but overall, it was pretty smooth sailing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, you know,
I get upset with myself when I'm writing, so it all works out.
Always someone to get frustrated at. And in your long career, I know this is kind of an impossible question, but when you look at the venues you've played or maybe the audiences you've played in front of, are there a few moments that stand out to you as just a watershed that you still are in disbelief happened?
Oh, boy. We've played a lot of places all over the world.
It's a bad question.
I'll just throw an act in from last summer just because we played there, but not we hadn't played there for decades. We played Madison Square Garden last summer. And it was packed. It was sold out. And we were on tour with Steve Winwood. He was opening for us. And it was just a great show all the way around. And the people went nuts. It was incredible. That was a really fun show.
Oh, that's so awesome. You were just talking about like how music from generation to generation, this type of music, your music has been passed down. I grew up listening to my dad's old vinyls from college. So, like, Doobie Brothers music to me was on the vinyls that he had when he was in college. And what about you when you're listening to music? Do you have a preference, all the different ways to listen that you like?
You mean the platform I'm listening on?
Yeah.
As opposed to albums, CDs, streaming, whatever?
Mm-hmm. For me, I love
not
the
much
physical
of a streaming
music.
Guy. I basically make playlist at my house, and I have an entertainment center that like goes throughout the house, and I just basically listen to that. I don't keep up with who's on top of the charts. I play stuff that I want to hear. It could be anything from blues to jazz to all-out rock and roll. Sometimes it's Taj Mahal. Sometimes it goes all over the map. You know, sometimes it's just acoustic guitar stuff. Depends on the mood you're in and what kind of day it is. And it's really nice to have that in the background while you're doing whatever you're doing.
So, as I mentioned, Doobie Brothers will be here September 4th in St. Louis. Then the following day at Thunder Ridge Nature Arena, they will be there. So, when you're in town, does Michael try to convince you of how good St. Louis pizza is, or is he beyond that?
No. You can't say that he does.
speaks volumes.
My parents are from the St. Louis area.
Okay. Really?
So I grew up coming back there all the time anyways. They weren't in St. Louis. They were two little small towns outside, but one is called Sullivan, the other is called Bourbon.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago, needless to say, but they were out there on Route 66. And, you know, I was a little kid. I used to come back there all the time, all the way until I was about 15. And then, of course, playing, we come through every year. I like St. Louis. It's a very cool town, man.
Did you get to the occasional Cardinals game?
I did. Nice. We know Tony La Russa pretty well, so.
Oh.
Wow.
We would go. He's not with him now, but he can still get us in if we want to go. There's another guy in the band, a sax player named Mark Russo, who's very tight with Tony and does a lot of his shows that Tony gets behind the stuff for ARF or whatever. And so he hooks us up. If we want to go watch the Cardinals, we do. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy that, too.
Got
a great way to spend the day.
It's funny. I've got a sports show that I'm on later today, and we're talking to Tony. So I will tell him you said
hi. Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I'll be like,
tell him I said hi, by all means, yeah.
My good friend Tom Johnston says hello, Tony. That's what I'm telling him. So just back me up. If he's like, did a guy named Chris? Yeah, it's my good buddy. You tell him that.
Yeah, he's a good guy. No doubt about it.
So we're looking forward to having you in town. We're excited about the album, Walk This Road. It is a 10-track studio album. It is out now. Congratulations on the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Enjoy the induction tonight in New York. Tom Johnston of the Doobie Brothers, it was awesome to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. You guys have a wonderful day.
That is Tom Johnston with us. And if you want tickets to go see them September 4th, thedoobiebrothers.com. And as I mentioned, they'll be in Ridgedale, Missouri the following day, too. So pretty close to the St. Louis area. If you want to watch, you can go both nights. You might as well go both nights.
Double.
That was Tom Johnston with us, Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.